think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Just a few minutes ago, let's say about 30, 35 minutes ago.
People like to call it Ghana BBC, but I say they for call them Joy News.
Joy News. Forget BBC.
Call them Joy News.
Joy News. You know, and I talked about what you should expect tomorrow.
Ah.
And on Joy News, you could see the excitement, the euphoria around the big events.
It's looking good.
It's looking really good. You know, business bright. You know, of Hyperlink.
Bright.
Yeah, bright.
Hyperlinks.
That's right.
Ah, they are hyping every link.
That's right. You know. So it's looking good. Get on Facebook today. On Facebook, I need your confirmation. You know, because the Hippopoto Monstro Sesqui Pedalophibia, you know, of the
what? Warm up, Umponye. Warm up, Sabidis.
You know, of the Hits FM rapper Jersey, you know, vibe is it's actually skyrocketed.
Oh.
And we're looking forward to the big day tomorrow.
Big day.
10 a.m. We're live at the Aviation Social Center. A big welcome to all those who just logged in to Accra to experience the big moments. You're probably on your way to your hotel.
Oh, of course.
You know, a big Akwaaba to you. This is a majestic welcome, you know, to you. My name is Mercury Quay. Call me the 10 up general. Call me the father of all DJs. And of course, I'm here with the one and only Dr. Who Shines.
Yeah.
He's right here with me, Dr. Shines.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
My friend, it's looking good. See, today, the Facebook, I know, say it go blast.
No, today.
Sekov, you have to check out how the studio they look.
Yeah.
Check out, you know, my request pre rep your JC outfit.
Yeah.
And check out Dr. Shine's pre-rep your JC outfit.
Now, you see,
today, like, I foresee you for dreaming side.
Dr. Shine, see, right now, you know what we're going to do?
Tell me.
You know my boy Ellie King.
He's
coming.
Oh.
Live to rep a JC.
Tomorrow.
As I speak with you right
Social
now.
Aviation Social Center.
He has blocked the head office. He's blocked there. You know, I told all the customers that just block 3 o'clock to 4 p.m. Block it.
Block.
Nobody. It's just Ellie King live, you know, with Emmanuel, you know, and I'm getting all the photos. Oh, Henry. Henry's there. I see Henry in the place.
It's looking good, man.
It's looking really, really good.
Tomorrow be the day.
It's looking really,
tomorrow
really good.
Is the day. Yeah, we can't wait. We can't wait. We are sleeping for one night, babe.
Yeah.
One night, pet. See, as it's today, as it's a lot of buses they land.
Yeah.
Because, see, this be the national view of the Champions League.
Of the Champions League.
It be national. This be national. We all will gather then have one view of the Champions League finals. And so,
that's right.
Buses from all across the 16 regions, they land. Tomorrow is the big day. Yeah, it's the big day. And so turn up. See, we learned. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get on Facebook. Drop your name. Drop your location. Today, my request is we can't do something.
Yeah.
Something very special.
That's right.
And every time my request is we can't do something special.
It's really, really special.
That's what it is.
Yeah, so let's get on Facebook. You know, I see some visuals from the head office. I think we've got to put we got to put Ellie King on. You know, we got to put him on. Yeah.
Bariban, she
you know, what dude in share now Facebook and now.
Right. Yeah, so we are live on Facebook, Hits 103.9 FM. Get on Facebook, drop your name, drop your location. Drop your name, drop your location, and share the feed. We want to know live where you are listening to us from. Yubab, yeah, that boy will say, if you are driving, park.
Yeah.
If you are driving, park, drop your name, drop your location, and share the feed. If you are riding, you gotta park. Yeah, and in case someone is riding you, tap the person, tell them, hey, stop, I want to park. Yeah. So, yeah. And then get on Facebook, drop your name and drop your location. Mercury Quay, the commander of the Turn Up Army.
That's right.
The army will go take over Moro.
Yeah.
Live. Moro, the Burma camp, then 37, them so they know say Moro. Did they hand over, give the Turn Up Army?
Yeah.
It's a handover thing. Moro, Burma camp.
Just for tomorrow.
Just for Moro.
We are running the whole aviation. 37. We
Burma.
Are running the whole place.
It's looking good.
All right.
Oh.
It's live. I tell you, Dr. Shine. Ellie King is live at the head office.
Oh,
he's live at the head office.
That's a special. That's a special. Tomorrow is the day.
Yeah.
Oh,
tomorrow is a big day.
Good. It's looking
so,
good. It's looking
good. So,
you know,
he went for a cut, and that is... that's Emmanuel.
That's Emmanuel.
Yeah, that's Emmanuel, okay. In the Ghana, you know, Jesse. In the Ghana jersey. Yeah, and that's Ellie King. And you can see that he's ready. You know, so yeah, the haircut is ongoing, you know.
The Turn Up Army.
It's looking good. So let's get on Facebook and see what
the roll call is about to go down.
Kwame Ajimpa says all correct. And Raphael Amuzu says, I'm on my way to park at Aviation Social Center, please. I don't need clearance.
Mm.
Yeah. He's already
aviation.
Yeah, he's
okay.
He's going
okay.
There, so it's okay.
No,
just go. Yeah. Rashid Ramadan says, Dr. Shine, Mercury Quay, good evening. The show is live here inside Dodowa Market, and Dodowa is representing live at Aviation Social Center. Please, I park some of my customers inside here at Gizo and Rashid Phone Shop.
He parked them.
They are there. Because he doesn't want any excuse. Tomorrow then you go. Stay.
You are here.
We'll feed you everything. Tomorrow
we are all moving.
Live. Salvador Nomoso says, Salvador from Temanu Town. Emmanuel Barnes say, Mercury, I was at the down now at top doing the do, but time reached, so I stopped for clearance.
You're cleared.
Nana Bar says, good evening, my people. I'm on my way to Aviation Social Center to spend the night with my friends. Tomorrow, go be fire.
Mm.
And Prosper says, this is Kolonzi from Prosper Computers. Tomorrow, go be hot.
Hot.
And all is well. Russell Kwame says, at the moment, I'm at the Shaman Aviation waiting for clearance so I can enter my flight straight to Aviation Social Center. Now, this is what's going to happen.
Tell me.
Today, every listener, your community is the community airport. So if you are in Ashaiman, it's Ashaiman Airport.
Airport Hills Airport.
Yeah, because you're on the hills, but we are creating a special airport
for
you.
You.
On the hills. Chasako Airport. Right.
Jowulu.
Baaleshi Airport. Jowulu Airport. Tesano Airport. Kokumlemle Airport. So which airport are you at right now? Let's know right now. This one, Ben Sinatra, is at Domi CFC Airport.
Domi CFC Airport.
Say the plane is taxiing for takeoff to aviation. And of course, 5,000 boys are in the building.
5K boys.
Yeah, 5,000 boys in the building, and they are coming to support Turn Up FC tomorrow as ASC. It's like sound system inside Nungwa right now. So Nungwa Airport. And Philipson Ajiman, Mr. Fresh says, I park right at Aviation Social Center car park, listening loud and clear. I'm not moving till tomorrow afternoon party. And Collins Pizarro says, Assalamu alaikum, I'm watching you live from Saudi Arabia. Big up yourself. So he's at Saudi Arabia Airport, ready to take off, you know, to aviation. And Oli Man says, Turn Up General, big ups to guys sending love from Nigeria Airport. It's going to be live on Facebook. So in case their plane is not able to take off, they'll watch the event live. Because they say there's some problem with their aircraft. Oh, but we hope that they're able to fix it tonight.
Yeah.
I'm coming there tomorrow, sharp, because of you, DJ of all DJs, Mercury Quay. This is a message from Thirsty Boy. Big shout out to you, Thirsty Boy. I'll see you tomorrow. Aaron BN says, all correct. I park at a dental pharmacy. The body, no, they feel well. Tomorrow we day inside. Big shout and 10th birthday in advance to myself, Dr. Shine. I beg, don't forget. And Safa Rick says, I base for here like nobody's business. Ashie Airport is live on the radar.
Live.
Francis Nah says, hello, Mercury Quay and Dr. Shine. I park from Manette Junction Airport.
Manette Junction Airport.
Yeah.
It's looking good.
Junction, you know, Champions College. Big shout out to the whole crew there. And Manny Decoded says, hi, Mercury Quay. A day Senegal airplane. Inside.
Take off.
No, he wants to be cleared before the takeoff.
Oh, okay, okay.
And the journey is going to be about 6 hours.
Six hours.
I mean, he'll be here ahead of time. Bechile Airport is on the radar as well. Mayday. Bechile Airport. Let's check the oil and the A1 fuel, and let's make sure that they move. All right. Ben Sinatra says, I wish my friend Nadia a happy birthday to me. I'm coming with her tomorrow. Nadia, happy birthday. Keep the messages coming. Hit 103. 9FM. Time for you, say waiting. Dr. Shine, what do you have for us?
The energy is mutual, you know. Yeah. The energy is heavy. And I just say tomorrow. If you know the Aviation Social Center, I don't know where you go there. Yeah, so you see, Mercury, have you not said the Blasters Day Town? And they are camping.
They
have to watch the finals of the Champions League.
Mm.
Aviation Social Center tomorrow. Interesting things go happen.
Mm.
Now, Mercury, after everything, in the evening, it be music's, you know, biggest day.
Right.
Ghana's music biggest day.
Yeah.
That be Moro Gbeke.
Yeah.
Moro Gbeke. And as custom demands, we all expect, say, Moro, we go turn up large.
Yeah.
But then, Mercury, one thing where we witnessed last year be the energy from some group of men, powerful men in the industry.
Right.
Yeah, that be some vibe way last year. We also be different energy altogether.
Mm.
But today, the big news with the year, they sound like waking up one day and Mercury Quay telling us that he's no longer the president of the Tenap Army.
What?
Mercury Quay. Just like that, like Cheddar telling us that, oh, the new force, he's no longer a member of the new force. It be big news. And so today, we go enter and find out why, what happened, you know, for this group inside and what is the issue. We'll enter and find out. We will be discussing the TGMS today. Yeah, we go discuss. Now, Efia Odo is the hottest lady in Ghana right now, Mekwe Kwe. She is the hottest lady. If we say somebody make hot in Ghana right now, people, they talk, say, it be Efia Odo. Ibi Efiodo. We will get into it and find out what happened for the camp of Efiodo. And there are lots of things today we will be discussing here on the big show. You say waiting, hits 103.9. You know, we'll be checking how market they look like. And from there, we'll get into their stories.
For 15 years, Quick Credit has been your trusted partner in micro-lending, empowering lives, and making dreams a reality. Today, we're excited to announce a new age. Quick Credit is now Bills Microcredit. Still committed to serving Ghanaians and changing lives, Bills is here to show you that everything is possible. Join us as we embrace a brighter future. Bills, financing your needs.
It's 25 years of music excellence. 25 years of creating and celebrating legends. Join us as we celebrate a quarter century of the Telecel Ghana Music Awards Festival. Saturday, 1st June at the Grand Arena from 7 p.m. It's the ultimate night of music, fashion, and unforgettable performances. Performing live, Stone Boy, Kwame Eugene, King Promise, Mr. Drew, Nasi, Amarado, King Paluta, Afia, Amarado,
Lana Ray, Team Eternity, and many more. Limited tickets available for 500 CDs Premium and 700 CDs VIP. For VVIP seats, call 050-1288-520. The 25th Telecel Ghana Music Awards is powered by Charterhouse with support from TV3, Guinness, Captain Morgan, Close Up, British Council, Hits FM, and sponsored by
Telecel, connecting energies.
Chemo, Charlie, he hold me down and I'll forever be grateful. You know, say since you showed me to soccer bet at the Sea Grains, talking of good cash out, fast payout, high odds, and total odds accumulation, bro, it did go on for this side. Charlie, that be high for day. I be you know that. Bro, soccer bet they do the most. Then my interface they catch me. Smooth navigation and easy access to all the sports games through any virtual games you choose.
SoccerBet has all you need as a punter. High odds on pre-games, live games and interesting virtual games to instant virtual games as well. Don't be left out on all of this. It's a good thing you joined the fun side. Make the right choice today and enjoy all the goodies that comes with betting with SoccerBet. This advertisement has been vetted and approved by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Bet responsibly. Not for persons below the age of 18. Gaming can be addictive.
Ghana Fway!
Franco!
SRD Electrical Appliances for Frabejaswo! Washing machines! Agent Woman Yopo! CC!
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Easy cameras. I need a whole clear. I be you know that. Seba mobile phones. This is iPhone, Infinix, Nokia, Samsung. Any dia keke hon. Any one says you see na. Franco. In a ubinya dia papa. Ni boda phone say. Tim Franco air conditioners. Every 1.5. Adequacy 2.5 horsepower. Samsung Franco TV. Every 32. Adequacy 85 inches. Franco. SSO tabletop. Double decker. Any chest freezers. And change in a mahuadin kwa. Franco, Kwabata Bia Benwo. Name of head office, Ewada Braka. One in Roxy Cinema Nedianimbre. Friend 0246-422-338. In a 055-5939-311. Franco! Electrical appliances, papa. If he.
Right. 103.9 FM hits. FM. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wonders will go happen for Aviation Social Center.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. It starts in this building.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Right.
I said tomorrow. Wonders will go happen for there. It starts already. Live on Facebook. Let's get on Facebook. Share the feed. Share the feed. Mary Kwe. This is a special message. I said tomorrow, wonders will go happen at the Aviation Social Center.
Anything can happen.
It starts today. There is a special place in my heart for you. I want you to know that you are the treasure that I have been waiting for. Tomorrow, I can't wait to turn up with the turn up Lord.
What?
Veronica Marty. Veronica Mate.
This is a message.
This is a message.
To me.
To you, the turn up, the president of the turn up army. He says, there is a special place in my heart for you. A special place in my heart.
Right.
This is from Veronica. Forget the Marty. This is from Veronica. He says, there is a special place in my heart for you. I want you to know that you are the treasure that I have been waiting for. Tomorrow, I can't wait to turn up with a turn up Lord.
It's looking good. It's looking good. It's looking good.
Oh my goodness.
Big up yourself, Veronica Mate.
It's looking good.
We're turning up tomorrow. We're turning up big time tomorrow.
Tomorrow we have party after party. Party after party.
After party.
After party. After party.
It's looking good. Right.
Yeah, that's what they share the feed and let's get into it. Mercury. Tomorrow be Ghana's biggest night. When we talk about music, You see, oh, we can't give awards in music, like we can't honor artists in music. You know, VGMAs, now known as TGMAs. Yeah, TGMAs. That'd be the top notch, you know, awards we for some years now. You know, everybody they mention it, all artists they look out for, say, no, one day I go win some. One day I go win some. Now, talking about TGMAs. Last year we witnessed something. Hey, on Facebook right now it's something else. On Facebook is something else.
Right now.
Yeah, on Facebook is something else. Hey, not like
Facebook party.
Mikey, I can't wait.
Party on Facebook.
No, party. If you are not on Facebook, you are messing. Hey, on Facebook it's a different energy altogether.
Whoa. It's turned it up.
Yeah.
So what do we see on Facebook, Michael, right
when
now?
When Veronica said she can't wait to turn up with the turn up Lord Moro, this is what she meant. Look at what we have on Facebook.
Right.
This is the turn up Lord, the father of all DJs, you know, the commander of the turn up army, turning up the whole, you know, how do I call them? The crowd.
The whole
entourage.
Aviation. Yeah.
The whole aviation. Maybe please.
Yeah.
No.
And you can see.
No.
You can see, you know, the energy.
The energy.
From the
energy.
Up.
The energy. See, the command. Mercury, you see, stage, everybody go stand stage. Oh, but you see, there is something. You have to communicate with the people. And the people will communicate back. And this is what we are seeing live on stage. Oh, tomorrow, we can't wait.
Right.
We can't wait for tomorrow. Sign,
you know, I asked all the fans to bring two things.
Yeah.
What did I ask the fans to bring? You just said, a reminder.
A reminder. You said an umbrella.
Bring an umbrella. We're going to have a crazy moment.
Crazy moment.
Right. And then?
And the second one, handkerchief.
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 You know, so tomorrow.
Handkerchief.
If you have your hanky, put it in a safe place. Yeah.
See, if you watch this video, you understand why
the energy you should come with
your umbrella.
The energy you should come to tomorrow. Because no bad energy. Maybe, this is the energy.
See,
get on Facebook.
Some people had to remove their shirt and things. Their jerseys because they were not having handkerchiefs.
Yes, some people even had to remove their drawers.
They were not having handkerchiefs.
So please
bring your handkerchief to avoid remover.
Bring a hanky. It's going to be great. You know, and if you've never experienced Rep Your Jersey, get on Facebook right now and get to see what the vibe is like when I step on the stage.
Amazing.
You know, and of course, we have the whole team coming. Darren Avier is going to be there, DJ Black, DJ Icon, Nigel, Andy Dusty,
Dr. Pounds,
DJ Gunshot, DJ Wobeti, DJ Bredash,
Sergio,
Dr. Shine, Wadude.
Squad.
Yo.
Squad.
Big.
It's looking good.
This was the umbrella moment last time.
Oh.
You see,
Mercury, if you see yourself in this video, just drop your name. I want to see you.
You were part of history yesterday. You were part of history last year. At Rep Your Jersey.
Yeah.
This was the umbrella moment. But this year, the umbrella moment is going to be crazy.
Oh, it's looking good. It's looking good. This was an unannounced umbrella moment.
Yeah. Right.
That's what it is. So, tomorrow we are all, you know, turning up at the Aviation Social Center. Aviation Social Center. That is where the big event is happening tomorrow. Aviation Social Center. The big event. Rep Your JC. Rep Your JC. When we talk about Rep Your JC, it is Hits FM. That's what it is. Yeah. Now, let's get into it. Mercury, you just say in the evening, after everything, after watching the game then everything, we they enter, you know, TGMAs.
Yeah.
TGMAs. Then we they go turn up things for there. Now, TGMAs, last year we witnessed one thing where it be kind of unusual. In the years where we witnessed VGMAs, we never see that thing before. But then last year, it was a different strategy, and it was by the gospel fraternity. You know that this year, we have one gospel artist in the Artist of the Year category.
Right.
We have Nasi in there. And people, they expect to say, oh, it go get the push, it go get the light, the shine, and everything we last year. PCA Esther, God. But then, okay, Bamuyada. You know, they get a push. So people have been wondering, what they happen? What they happen with the table of men? What they happen? Today we have answers. But before then, let's get into this video. Last year, PCA Esther was one that was, you know, tipped. One artist that was tipped that, no, if Black Sheriff no get him, PSC is likely to win the Artist of the Year.
Right.
And that is why the whole of the fraternity, the table of men, they were pushing the agenda. PSCO. Let's get into this video where the agenda was being pushed. You know, everybody was chanting PSC Esther. Everybody wanted to speak to PSC Esther. And the table of men were saying in this video that, agenda nafa. Let's get into it. PSC Esther. But then, after all the agenda, you know, say the Black Sheriff, where he win the Artist of the Year last year. So now he been the hold the flag. With the CC, who go take over from Black Sheriff? We'll get into PSC Esther, where did the hail him? Did the hail him say, hey, nano, gang.
So, as the mention of the year, no see, we'll be able to champion PSC Esther. Artist of the Year, Agenda, no.
Right. So we're gonna check out that video
exactly
again. Right.
Let's agenda check. Nafa. TOM.
So as the mention of the year, no see. Obi Ebe champion PSC Esther. Artist of the Year. Agenda Nafa. Agenda Nafa.
Hey, all the bloggers, cameramen all come here. Hey, what idea? Scoop now.
Mercury, TOM agenda nafa. Table of men, TOM. They said no the agenda. So you see, you know, the man Kwesi Ernest. Big man. Talking about gospel music in Ghana. If you talk about gospel music, where you know mention, you know Kwesi Ernest, you know go free talk. It be one man way they influence this sector with all in all. Then we have the man Nin Noi. Big man in your shorts. Them all day inside where they hype this agenda. They hype this agenda. Hey, Afao, TOM agenda nafa. But then at long last, the hype, you know, manifest on the results. So the results go favor, you know, Black Sheriff. So Black Sheriff we last year won the Artist of the Year. But then this year, we have another gospel artist among the nominees of the Artist of the Year. But we are not hearing anything, any noise for the man Nasi. Several stages that is gone. You see him alone. He go on interviews. He's alone and stuff like that. Mm. You don't see that the TOM is supporting the man.
Right.
They're not supporting Nasi. So people are asking, what happened? What's happening to the TOM? What's happening? Why? Why are they not supporting Nasi?
What happened to the table?
And
where are the men?
Where are they? What happened to the table? So, Mike, would this be questions where people they ask? And once people they ask this question, the man that, according to sources, started this whole TOM agenda, that is the man Frankie Five. Mike, okay. He can make some posts.
Right.
Yeah, and this post, just as I said earlier, it's like you telling us one day that you are no longer the leader of the Turn Up Army or the commander of the Turn Up Army.
What?
How can this
be?
You see, so he can make a post. It says, public notice. Disassociate Frankie Five from anything to do with Table of Men. Yes, I coined that name. However, it's now registered for a group I'm no longer part of since 2023 ending. Please be guided accordingly in all your reportage.
What?
Mabukwe. Hello, welcome the man Frankie Five.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, boss.
Yes, sir, Mr. Frankie Five.
Yes, boss.
Good evening. Turn up, Frankie Five. Turn up, Frankie Five. Big up yourself.
Big up yourself, Mekwikwe.
Yeah. Thank you. This is Hit 103.9 FM. In fact, your own show. You stay waiting.
Yeah.
Welcome, welcome. Now, there is this post on Facebook that is, in fact, scaring the whole gospel fraternity. Mm-hmm. And the post is that you disassociate yourself from everything Table of Men. We are confused. Mm-hmm. Why this post?
Oh. Well, anyway, good evening to your listeners. I'm a founding member. I'm a founding member of the Table of Men.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. The first ever idea that brought about it was on my show. This is Gospel on Hit FM, back in the day.
Right.
Where we put together, you know, great minds in the gospel space who have the capacity to promote gospel both locally and internationally. And we give birth to it. And I christened it Table of Men. However, I mean, time has elapsed. We have done a lot, talked a lot of successes and all. I've gotten to a point where I would want to, you know, move on from there, you know, and that's a personal decision I've taken to you know, disassociate myself from the unit. It's an association, you get it. So mm-hmm. when you feel like you have personal reasons to move away from the association, I think that you can do that. Anasha and Meboa.
But then people are still asking why, because this is something you started that was working. It was actually working. We started with Peace Siesta. It was looking good. Everyone is congratulating the
we
Table of Men.
Peace Siesta. We started with Joe Metal, and then we did Dinah Hamilton, and then we did Peace Siesta.
Right. So what prompted this decision?
Like I'm saying to you, it's personal decision. I just would want to have some quiet, some peace.
So it has to
concentrate and do some other stuff, yeah.
But are there things happening within the Table of Men?
Well, I wouldn't know because I existed
that you are not happy about. That you are not happy about.
That's me, I'm not happy about.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that if there are any I mean, they are my family. It doesn't mean that it's the group that I'm no longer part of, but they are all my friends and brothers, so I don't have any qualms with it. If there's any qualms between any of us, we'll trash it back door, but not on radio. But as I speak and for where I stand now,
so back door Frankie Five, back door, are you thrashing issues out since you said you will not talk about it on the radio? Are you thrashing things out at the back end?
Yes,
because we are very, you know, we are concerned. We thought, you know,
why are you concerned?
We are concerned because it's quite rare. It's like myself waking up one day and coming on the radio and saying that I'm no more associated with the Turn Up Army. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. It's rare.
Yeah,
you agree.
Mercury Quay. Big up yourself. Yeah, you know, Meg, you know, it's just a, to be honest, it's just a personal decision. I don't have anything too serious. Like I said, I just want to have some quietness and concentrate and do some other stuff, because I'm getting a lot of tags and mentions and people attributing me to many stuff. Mm. I'm not interested now.
Mm. Tags. Yeah. What are they tagging you to?
Oh, but you, Dr. Shan, you did social media. You know, this is where they go on.
But tell us some of the things, because we see a lot of things. Me, I see them. I see people congratulating the table of men. Sometimes people are like, oh, you are doing well. Definitely, you see some also saying,
Dr. Shan, you are talking plenty. What are the tags?
Plenty English. Yeah. Yes, what are the tags?
I mean, there are all the good and the bad stuff that you have seen on social media. My name is being attached to it. Uh-huh. And I personally, for with all due respect, I personally don't want my name to be associated with any negativity in the system. That's not my brand. That's not what I stand for. I'm a universal person. I represent everybody, both secular, gospel, everybody. And you, Mercury Quay, for where I sit, you know. Mm. I work with Mercury Quay. I work with, you know, Ghana DJ Awards. I work with Chata. I work. So I'm universal. Mm. I don't want to be boxed and attributed to something that they say. It's actually killing a particular side of the industry,
right?
And I'm part of it. I'm not part of it.
Right.
That's not what I stand for.
Is that to, just before you go? We're not to take too much of your time. Is that to say the table of men is killing, you know, a facet of the industry, or hurting certain brands?
No, I mean you. What I see, what you have seen on social media, is what I've also seen and read. So the thing that
what do you think I've seen? Of men,
but what have you seen? Why you've called me? What did you see that you called me, Mercury?
We saw your post. We saw your post.
Right.
Are you for Nasi? Are you you know, vying for Nasi to win the artist of the year?
Nasi is my artist. Mm. I have worked with Nasi from the days of No Tribe.
Yes.
I was the manager for both No Tribe and Nasi. I saw the rebrand of Nasi from NACY to NACEE. Mm. So, bro, that's my DNA.
Yeah.
That's my handwriting right there. Mm. How can I throw it away?
Sounds good. So he's going to be Artist of the Year today.
Well,
tomorrow.
Wait for that surprise. Wait for that surprise tomorrow night.
Wow. Wow. Mm. Wow. We can't wait. Are we going to see a new group?
Which group?
Maybe Bed of Men, something. I don't know.
Lord have mercy. Mercury Quay, big up yourself.
Big up yourself. So that was Frankify, you know.
And Frankify.
Yes.
And he has been explaining things. And Mercury, it looked like the tax, you know, they like the tax. You see the way that they tag them with issues then things. You know, they like, you say before, in fact, last year, the push that was given to PAC Esther, a lot of people were like, as gospel, you know, artists, awards crowd, why should you come fighting for awards and stuff? People were also like, oh, you are not being fair for people who have worked hard enough to be given awards because of your agenda. So far as the person is a gospel artist. He or she must be given the award. So there are lots of tags, and I think these are some of the tags that he, Frankie Five, does not want to be associated with. So let's watch out what happens tomorrow. But then one person where he go tag, where he tag wrongly, be Ifeodo. Ifeodo can try music sometime, you know, last year, but we don't see what happened. We know Shada here say, yeah, it make waves. After a few days, we know hear of In Sound again. But then, I sure say, if you go on the streams, you go get if you are done In Sound. But today, it can make some posts be, Mekwekwe.
Mm.
Where this post, know they go down well with a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah, this post, know they go down well with a lot of people. Mekwekwe, this be the post where you know, a lot of people are not happy about. And this is coming from Efiodo, someone who is in the industry, someone who has been around industry players, who has been around musicians, someone who people even have alleged that he's dated a musician.
She's dated
a musician.
Right. This is supposed to be called from Efia Odo's ex handle.
Exactly.
And it says, and I quote,
"I
think it's cause Shatta and Sack have won it twice. So that means he wants it twice. I've not mentioned names. The old man should just leave it for the kids because it's evident that numbers don't lie. If you like, let's compare Kim Promise's numbers to others. If doing shows at the stadium is a yardstick, like Fancy Gada himself should win Artist of the Year. Simple."
Agukwe.
Unquote. So anything I'll say after this is no part of what she said.
This be what Efia Odo can write.
Right.
And a lot of people are not happy. One, they say awards of what he writes, say Shatta and Sack, everybody win 2-2. The awards, it be Sack we win 2. Shatta, it be one way win. Sack has won 2. Shatawale, 1. So the first, you know, statement self-way, they can't take jab.
The first analysis is flawed.
Flawed. Now, Ikama can't talk, say, you know, she was like, the old man should leave it for the kids. Who is the old man? Now, these are the people, the nominees. We have Sir Akodie. And he mentioned that Sir Akodie has 2. So Sarkodie is out.
She mentioned
that Sarkodie has 2. So Sarkodie is automatically out. We have Kim Promise on the list. Kim Promise.
Who's won none? Right.
We have Black Sheriff. Who's won 1?
Right.
We have Nasi.
Who's won
none?
None. Right.
Yeah. All these people who is the old man. In fact, we have Stone Boy. Who has won 1? So Black Sheriff has 1. Stone Boy has 1. So Black Sheriff and Stone Boy, who be the old man? Who is she jabbing? And why is she jabbing that person? So it's clear that...
Okay. I think another thing that she states that could actually, as from my end, point or map to Stone Boy would be the fact that she mentions again that doing a show at the